The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
You've got mail.
All right, I've got mail. You guys are tuned in to Radio Memphis Around the World. It is Saturday, August the 4th, right here, the first Saturday of the month. And this is a new thing that we've kind of started right here on Radio Memphis, at least I have. And this is something that, you know, I get to do because especially on this show right here, there's so much stuff that comes in from all over the place, you know, in all different countries, all different styles, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, new stuff and checking in with old friends, you know, all that good stuff. And I wind up having some cool conversations, or I wind up learning some new things, you know, through email and stuff. And it got to the point where I was really sitting around and I was thinking, man, I really need to start sharing some of this stuff with everybody because it's a cool insight and it's a little behind the scenes, you know, and things like that. And, you know, and it's one of those where, you know, you get that opportunity and, you know, I want to be able to share that moment with you. Today's, mail that I just checked that I want to share with you guys is actually kind of cool. You know, there is a band, you know, by the name of Presence that you guys know from radio, from being on Radio Memphis Around the World. You also know that Presence has been in studio, all right? They've been, you know, they've come to Memphis. They've been in studio with us here, you know, on Radio Memphis and Radio Memphis Around the World and performed and stuff like that. Great guys, you know, Todd Stowers, Steven DeVergelo, you know, Mark Eads, okay? Their hometowns, Greenville, Tennessee, Clinton, North Carolina, Newport News, you know, Virginia, and Middletown, you know, New York, all right? And, you know, they want, you know, they always have the thing about wanting to come to Memphis. It's almost like they get, you know, soul food, as they put it, you know, for here. And you know, rock band, all right? Everybody's, you know, used to, you know, the idea as far as what we presented here on Radio Memphis. Well, I had Todd Stowers, you know, who's kind of the front man, the main guy and then the front man of that, actually wound up checking in with me, all right? And he actually shared some stuff with me and he shared an email. And he let me know, he says, look, hey, Diana, this is a clip, okay, from a recent article that I did, and I wanted to give you an idea of the history of a band, you know as far as in what we're up to, all right? Of course, it's one of those things where I purposely don't do the we play this genre or we sound like this thing, because, you know, obviously, you know, you can tell by listening to particular songs, and those songs I'm getting ready to share with you, I sent, that we cross a lot of genres and styles from one song to the next. Anyway, I hope this offers some insight, you know. Thanks again. 2004, while living in Eastern North Carolina, my neighbor invited me to jam with some fellow musicians. This was an instant bomb between the guitarist Zach Robinson and I for writing, and the vocalist Brett Langdon had a voice, and of course it was golden. Sound Lab was born. Now, after 5 years of recording and playing shows with mediocre success, in November of 2009, the original lineup of Sound Lab parted ways. I moved to East Tennessee to pursue a personal interest. Even then, Zach, Brett, and I knew that we would reunite someday. In 2011, Zach and I both founded bands. Zach found Waking Terror and I found Presence. Both Waking Terror and Presence were successful bands with strong followings. And in late 2015, I began laying the groundwork for a three-day festival featuring 20 regional bands and two national headliners. Zach's band, Waking Terror, was one of the awesome bands that played on that festival. So Brett came to help with the stage management. This was the first time we'd been together since 2009. And by the end of the festival, it was a done deal. Sound Lab was back in action. We are preparing to release a new EP and we'll be shooting a video for our first single, Wasted Time, on August the 18th. That's coming up. All right. And the cool thing about this for me, guys, is that I got the music in, okay, you know, from the group Sound Lab. And this is completely, you know, completely different than, you know, what my presentation of Presence was to me. And it got, you know, and it gave me a little more insight, you know, behind the, you know, band, behind Todd, you know, and some of his background and stuff. And this was, you know, even after having, you know, a particular, you know, person's music for so long, it's so amazing when you can learn something new. And, you know, and I did. I got to learn something new. And this was one of those crazy cool moments I wanted to share with you guys right here. So I'm going to be playing a song, but before I do, I want anybody that's tuned in, look, you know, Dee's checking her mail. Not only is Dee checking her mail, Dee is checking her mail live on air. If you have a story, okay, or if you have something you want to share, or you got, you know, some moments and things like that, you know, I'd love to hear from you. You can drop me an email at Diana, D-I-A-N-N-A, at PirateRadioStudios.com. All right. You can also go to our Facebook pages, Radio Memphis Around the World. You know, at least drop me a message there. You know, Memphis Metal Mondays, Radio Memphis, you know, all the messages and stuff like that. You know, I'll get to it. I mean, I'll get to it. It'll get to me, rather. And of course, you know, let me know kind of what you've got going on. And if you have music, obviously that's, you know, and you'd like it to be considered for promo play here, I would love to hear it. I would love to hear some insight. Now, one of the questions, you know, that was posed to me by Sound Lab, you know, for the music I'm getting ready to play for you as well, you know, they wanted to know what I personally thought, you know, because like I said, I've kind of watched the band grow from one side, you know, of the spectrum, and, you know, and being able to have, you know, had such a great relationship with the guys, and they've always kept in touch, you know, to feel like they could share that kind of, you know, share that music with me, and, you know, and ask, you know, what it is that we really think about it. Well, I'm playing it live on air right now, so that right there should tell you what I think about it. You know, it's amazing, good stuff. And this was a pleasant surprise, you know. And this is solid. This is some solid music. So let me go ahead, guys. I'm going to share this again. This is another edition of, you know, You Got Mail. D checking her mail live on air. I got some new music for you. So won't you guys check this out? This is stuff from Sound Lab right here, only on Radio Memphis.
Radio Memphis. The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.